Morning and Evening by Charles Haddon Spurgeon. October 4th, morning. Evening light. But at evening time, it shall happen that it will be light. Zechariah chapter 14, verse 7. Frequently, we look ominously at growing old. We forget that at evening, it will be light. Old age for many saints is the best time of life. A milder air fans the sailor's face as the shore of immortality nears. Fewer waves agitate the sea, and quiet reigns deep, still, somber. From the altar of age, the flashes of youthful fire are gone, but the true flame of earnest feeling remains. These pilgrims have reached the land Beulah, that delightful country whose days are as the days of heaven on earth, Isaiah 62:4. Angels visit it, celestial breezes blow over it, flowers of paradise grow in it, and heavenly music fills the air. It is like Eden. Some dwell here for years, while others come to it just a few hours before their departure. The setting sun looks larger than it does at midday, and a glorious splendor tints all the clouds that surround it. Pain cannot break the calm of this pleasant twilight of age. My strength is made perfect in weakness. 2 Corinthians 12:9. The ripe fruit of choice experience has been gathered for the rare meal of life's evening, and the soul prepares for rest. The Lord's people will also enjoy light in the hour of death. Unbelief laments, the shadows fall, night is coming, existence is ending, but faith cries, no. The night may be far spent, but the true day is about to dawn. Light is come, the light of immortality, the light of the Father's countenance. Soul, get ready to move. The angels are waiting to escort you. Farewell, beloved one. You are gone. Now it is light. The pearly gates are open. The streets shine in the jasper light. We cover our eyes, but you see the unseen. Farewell, believer. You have light, while for us, it is still only evening. October 4th, evening. My advocate. If anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. 1 John chapter 2, verse 1. If anyone sins, we have an advocate. Yes, even if we sin, we still have him. John does not say, if anyone sins, he has forfeited his advocate. But sinners though we are, we have an advocate. All the sin that a believer ever did, or may do, cannot destroy our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And He is the advocate we need. Jesus is the name of the one who delights to save. You will call His name Jesus, for He will save His people from their sins. Matthew 1:21. His sweet name implies His victory. Christ is a name meaning the anointed, which reveals His authority to plead. Christ has a right to plead because He is the Father's own appointed advocate and elected priest. If God has given help to one that is mighty to save, we can put our troubles where God has given help. He is Christ, and He is authorized. He is Christ, and He is qualified. The anointing has fully prepared Him for His work. He can plead and move the heart of God. What words of tenderness, what sentences of persuasion the Anointed One will use when He stands to plead for me. One more word of His name remains: Jesus Christ, the Righteous. This is not only about His character, but also His plea. It is His character, and if the Righteous One is my advocate, then my cause is good. It is His plea, for He meets the charge of unrighteousness against me with the plea that He is righteous. He declares Himself my substitute. He puts His obedience against my unrighteousness. My soul, you have a friend well qualified to be your advocate. He can only succeed. Leave it entirely in His hands.